Between completing projects carried over from the 2021-22 school year and proceeding with new projects for the 2022-23 school year, Huron Superior Catholic District School Board officials are busy with improvements to the system schools. In Sault Ste. Marie, replacement of the PA system at Holy Cross Catholic Elementary School will cost an estimated $150,000. Auditorium carpet for St. Mary's College will cost an estimated $100,000. Relocation of three portables from St. Francis French Immersion Catholic School in the Sioux, two of them going to St. Basil Catholic Elementary School and another going to Sacred Heart Catholic School in Espanola in the summer, will cost an estimated $150,000. Further renovations at St. Basil Catholic Elementary School will cost an estimated $450,000. Those renovations at St. Basil include conversion of the former high school's cafeteria into four classrooms, along with two portables from St. Francis French Immersion, for six new classroom spaces for students, said Steve Brown, HSCDSB Manager of Plant Services, speaking to reporters after the board's regular monthly meeting held on Wednesday evening. Brown said enrollment is up within the HSCDSB, due in part to many families of newcomers to the Sioux settling in the St. Basil vicinity. Projects carried over from 2021-22 include $446,000 for the HVAC system at Our Lady of Fatima in Chaplot, $378,000 for HVAC and lighting at St. Mary's in Blind River, $589,000 for St. Basil in White River, $520,000 for renovations at Our Lady of Lourdes French Immersion in Elliott Lake. Apart from work to be done at Holy Cross, St. Mary's College and St. Basil in Sault Ste. Marie, other new projects for 2022-23 include $330,000 for barrier-free upgrades at Our Lady of Fatima in Chaplot, $880,000 for interior renovations at Our Lady of Lourdes French Immersion in Elliott Lake. Brown said projects carried over from 2021-22 should be done by May, with work on new projects for 2022-23 to take place this summer. $2.9 million is what we're expecting to spend on projects this year, Brown said. There is $1.9 million left to be spent for the board's 2021-2022 capital projects in 2022-2023, with a net total of capital funding available in 2022-2023 in the amount of $3,644,450. There is also $709,000 left in contingency funding.